like having an adventure on your vacation. There are nature trails, Civil War trails, and even bourbon trails to explore at the ready. So it should come as no surprise that the village of Vicksburg has created its own trail, a trail of barn quilts. WMUK's Aaron Williams talks with quilter Kitch Reinhardt, co-creator of the recently completed Vicksburg Quilt Trail.
Traditionally, quilts can be found draped across beds or chairs, or as historical markers that are framed and hung in museums. But in Vicksburg, a small village just south of Kalamazoo, 24 colorful plywood quilts hang proudly on sides of barns and buildings for all to see. The collective installations are all part of the Vicksburg Quilt Trail, a project spearheaded by creative enthusiast and Vicksburg resident Kitch Reinhardt. Reinhardt has been quilting for over 20 years. She says that quilt trails have apparently been a thing for a while, going back to one quilter's idea in Athens County, Ohio in 2001.
A lady down there by the name of Donna Sue Groves went out and painted a quilt square on her mother's ugly, dark tobacco barn. And pretty soon, one led to another. Newspaper articles got written about it, and they started seeing tourists coming into Athens County. It spread like wildfire all over the Midwest.
At the same time, Reinhardt and her husband Hugh were residing in Cincinnati. While there, they were able to witness the idea unfold all over the region and beyond. They relocated to Michigan in 2004, and 8 years later, Reinhardt was inspired to start a trail in Vicksburg. Her husband, Hugh, was on board, but the community was a little thrown off.
We were talking Greek. We had to explain from step one what a quilt block was and what a barn quilt was, what a quilt barn was. They all understand now.
The Reinhardts talked with the Vicksburg Historical Society, who loved using the idea as a community outreach project. They turned the project into a nonprofit and were able to secure public and private donations to make the quilts possible. Each barn owner has signed a 5-year display contract with the Historical Society and chose what their quilt square would look like.
And I tell them, find something meaningful to you because you're going to be looking at it for 5 years. Find something that's going to be simple and bright. Maybe you have a quilt in your trunk or in your closet from a great-grandparent or a family member that we can honor that person.
The quilt construction crew was spearheaded by Reinhardt's husband. They go to great lengths to protect the plywood with heavy coats of primer and paint and lots of silicone caulk. The results are colorful, carefully planned squares that capture history, personality, and flair. In a companion guide that Reinhardt authored herself, she outlines the story behind each piece. For example, the bright, dark, and light blue square named Drunkard's Path replicates an old quilt from the barn owner's great-grandmother. It gets its name from the temperance movement, which was popular at the time. The vibrant shades of green, maroon, and brown in the square Corn and Beans on South 24th Street are a nod to the owner's 3,000 acres of farmland. The first 12 quilts were up by the end of that year, and the trail itself was fully complete in December. Since its completion, the Reinhardts have not been shy about spreading the word.
We go out and give these presentations to the local quilt guilds in Charlotte and Lawton and over there in Battle Creek. They're starting to talk about their own personal quilts, and they're also talking about their own quilt trails. So it is going to grow in this whole region of Southwest Michigan.
For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.